USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says there's no change in the U.S. policy towards Israel. Biden adding there will be no peace in the Middle East until Israel's neighbors acknowledge their right to exist. Biden making those comments during a joint news conference at the White House with South Korean President Moon. One person is in custody and cops are looking for up to six more after a Jewish man was beaten last night in New York's Times Square. It happened as pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian protesters clashed in the area. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says enough is enough regarding these anti-Semitic attacks.
It's reprehensible, the anti-Semitic violence we're seeing, and we've been seeing a rise of anti-Semitic violence both in America and in Europe. And unfortunately, it is encouraged. It's encouraged by radical Islamic terrorists. It's also encouraged by the angry left, the far left.
USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
150 missing kids were found by U.S. Marshals and local police officers in North Carolina. Lance Pry has the story from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau.
More than 150 missing children have been found in North Carolina, a few of whom were victims of human trafficking, according to police. On Wednesday, Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department announced more than 130 missing runaways and juvenile children were found in an investigation called Operation Carolina Homecoming. The operation, which took place April 26 to May 7th, some of these children have been missing from 6 months to more than a year, and most were around 14 to 18 years of age.
Bitcoin's price is falling as China pushes for tighter regulation of the cryptocurrency. China's vice premier calling for a crackdown on Bitcoin mining and trading behavior to protect the financial system. The price of the digital asset is now down below $38,000. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The attorney representing the family of Ashley Babbitt, the woman shot and killed by U.S. Capitol Police during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, plans to sue the agency for more than $10 million and has already put officials on notice, demanding accountability for the slain Air Force veteran. Attorney Terrell Roberts is taking issue with members of Congress who oversee the Capitol Police but have not demanded transparency when it comes to the January 6th shooting. Republican Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona demanded to know who, quote, executed, close quote, Babbitt during a hearing earlier this month with former Trump administration officials probing the events of January 6th. Jeffrey Rosen, former acting attorney general of the Justice Department, declined to answer the congressman's question, including identifying the police officer who shot and killed Babbitt. Federal prosecutors clearing the officer who killed Babbitt from any criminal wrongdoing in the shooting last month. They reasoned the officer acted in self-defense, and they did not identify the officer. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is calling out a U.S. Army ad that tells an animated true story of a soldier who was raised by two moms. Cruz blasting the new direction of recruitment.
And these woke lefty bureaucrats and lefty media reporters trying to destroy the American military, trying to turn it into, frankly, a bunch of pansies.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.